Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser picking machine, J5V. Hey, J5V, we're one-third of the way through the regular season, but there's still a lot of football left to play.
Time flies when I'm having fun, Gino.
Okay, let's start picking some Friday. Nice losers.
Greenwood versus North Augusta.
Greenwood owns this series. It goes back to 1948 with 22 wins to North Augusta's 5. Out of the last 10 meetings, the Eagles have won 7 straight. The Emerald City Raptors swat the Savannah River Mud Wasp once again to make it 8 Friday. Nice loser, the North Augusta Yellow Jackets.
Mallard Creek versus Gaffney.
The Indians and the Mavericks have met 3 times since 2019, and the Mavs have won 2 out of the 3. Gaffney escaped South Point last week, but I don't think they can Houdini this week. The Duck Branch Longhorns gore the Broad River Braves north of the state line in their corral. Friday. Nice loser, the Gaffney Indians, in a close one.
Dillon versus Hartsville.
The Wildcats and Red Foxes have been playing each other since 1957. Hartsville has won 22 to Dillon's 15. This is a battle for the King of the Sand Hills crown. Jeff Calabrese's Super Forest Dogs ball control offense frustrates the Tobacco Road Lynxes all night long. Friday. Night's loser, the Dillon Wildcats, in a low-scoring game.
Hart County, Georgia versus Daniel.
The Lions walloped the Bulldogs 38-17 in their first meeting last year. This year, Daniel has to cross the Savannah to Hart County, Georgia. The Kings of the Clemson Jungle claw up the Red Clay Hounds in their kennel. Friday. Night's loser, the Hart County Bulldogs.
Gray Collegiate versus Camden.
The War Eagles have won the only 2 meetings between these 2 teams by large margins. The Bulldogs were pummeled by Hartsville last week. More of the same this week. The Battle Birds pluck out the eyes of the Sand Hills Hounds in another lopsided win. Friday. Night's loser, the Camden Bulldogs.
Louisville versus Blacksburg.
The Lions and the Wildcats series goes all the way back to 1954, and Louisville has a 13-12 advantage. Louisville is ranked number 1 in Class A and shows it. The Broad River Felines hang around until halftime, and then they find out why these Simbas are kings of the Richburg jungle. Friday. Night's loser, the Blacksburg Wildcats.
Fairfield Central versus Lancaster.
The Bruins and the Griffins have met 12 times since 1988. The Bruins hold an 8-4 advantage. Both teams need a win to get back on track. The Red Rose Bars find some offense and make some big plays to slay the lion-headed Eagles in their lair. Friday. Night's loser, the Fairfield Central Griffins.
Ardrey Kell versus Catawba Ridge.
This is the first ever meeting between these two schools and could develop into a good regional rivalry. The South Charlotte Paladins get bitten in their Achilles heel by the redheaded Snakes, and the Zach Attack wins it. Friday, night's loser, the Ardrey Kell Knights.
Fort Mill versus Indian Land.
These two teams have met 22 times since 1954, and Fort Mill holds a commanding 20-win lead to Indian Land's 2 wins. Rob McNeely's sting swarms all over Adam Hastings' Catawba River Braves in Bob Jones Stadium. Friday, night's loser, the Indian Land Warriors.
Lower Richmond versus Rock Hill.
The Bearcats lead this series 8 wins to only 2 wins for the Diamond Hornets. The Football City USA Diamond-Headed Cats get off the bus in Hopkins and gas the Black and Gold Bugs to death. Friday, night's loser, the Lower Richland Diamond Hornets.
Northwestern versus Nation Ford.
The Trojans own this rivalry, 12 wins to only 2 by the Falcons. Paige Wofford's Purple and Gold Warriors use their long spears to knock Michael Allen's Blackbirds from the skies over Troy. The walls of Troy shall not be breached by land or air. Friday, night's loser, the Nation Ford Falcons.
South Point versus Chester.
The Stallions have never lost to the Cyclones in 7 games. Some things don't change. The Big Red Stallions can run faster than the Big Red Tornadoes and reduce them to a summer breeze. Friday, night's loser, the Chester High Cyclones.
Clover versus York.
This is the longest continuous rivalry in the state of South Carolina. York has 57 wins to Clover's 33. But York native and head coach Dean Boyd hasn't beaten the Blue Eagles since he arrived in the White Rose City. Likewise, Clover coach Perry Woolbright hasn't beaten York as a head coach either. This one should be a classic. Dr. Dean's White Rose Mountain Lions get their claws into the Blue Raptors early and win a big one in the Clover Patch. Friday, night's loser, the Clover Blue Eagles in a close one. That's all the time we have this week. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take a little time out to attend or support the teams in your area. But always, be true to your school. Goodbye from Football City, USA.
Push them back, push them back, way back.
Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling to me.